So, dear friends, we're all aware of the coronavirus issue, and I'd like to offer a little prayer because people are feeling all sorts of things at the moment. Things are changing on a daily basis. But here's a little prayer that might help us to see the Lord in all this. So let us pray. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for your loving presence, especially in this Lent and Easter season. We offer heartfelt thanks, dear Lord, particularly for our recent rains. But once again, we come to you in our need. As your children, we are in need of your healing and protection. Just as we have been recovering from our dangerous bushfire summer, we have now been thrown into a fearful coronavirus or COVID-19 autumn. We're tired and we're frightened. We feel a sense of panic and a future uncertainty even on a global scale. Be with us now, Heavenly Father. Without you, all is nothing, only empty hearts and a total reliance on our own feeble resources. But with you, Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption. From Psalm 130. With you there is the loving mercy of the heart of our God, who will give light to those who live in darkness, those who dwell in the shadow of death, and guide us into the way of peace. Luke 1:79. It seems that so many public gatherings are now postponed or even cancelled. There is virus death, the sick, and the anxious. We are spending more time on our own, with family and with friends. We pray for the sick and those looking after them. Help us to offer practical help to those who truly struggle. Let us use these times, O Lord, for your greater glory, especially now during Lent and Easter. Let us pray more and truly listen to you more in loving silence, stillness, and simplicity. Almighty Father, you always journey with us on the challenges of life. Help us to meet you and to trust you in this journey, especially in the scriptures and in the sacraments. Increase our faith, hope, and trust. Protect us from this coronavirus. Remove it from our common home. Heal those who are sick and dying. Mary, help of Christians, as always we fly to you in our need. Be close to us and to point out Jesus to us in this pandemic. Saint Therese of Lisieux and her parents, Saints Louis and Celie Martin, pray for us. We make this and all our prayers through Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.